Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to the Gathering Online Church. This is Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live in the great city of Detroit. Truly, it is a wonderful, glorious day that the Lord has blessed us with, and we give him all honor and praise unto his name. We thank God for each of you who have joined in with us this morning, near and far. We send our grace and our blessings to those that are listening in the continent of Africa and Asia and South America, North America, throughout the continent of Australia, and the European nations. We are just thanking God by the power of his Holy Spirit. We are here again this morning to continue the series that we started several weeks ago. God blessed us to start a series on the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And so today, beloved, we want to share with you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on as we share the word of the Lord with you this morning. We call it our teaching, preaching, prophesying, prayer, gathering for men and women that have a thirst and a hunger for more and more of God. And so as we gather this morning, let us go to the throne of grace in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Father God, we come this morning. We come in the name of Jesus, giving you all the honor, giving you all the praise, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, that you would open up our eyes of understanding, oh God, that there will be greater revelation, greater insight, greater discernment of your word today, oh God, concerning the Holy Spirit, oh God. For we know the Holy Spirit is our intercessor. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. So, Lord God, this morning, we want greater revelation of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit this morning, oh God. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our spirit to receive today your word that we know goes forth and shall not come back void unto you, oh God, but it shall accomplish in our lives all that you have sent it forth to do, to manifest in our lives. So we thank you, we give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So many of you may be listening in for the first time. What I'd like to encourage you and invite you that you can go back to our archives, our podcast, which is available 24/7 at no cost to you, and listen in to our series where we started teaching on the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? I think we're in session number 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, beloved. You will be blessed, you will be strengthened, you will be encouraged, you will be inspired, and you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's been an exciting journey that we have shared with you over the last several weeks and months. And so they are just highlights. It's greater in depth of who the Holy Spirit is. And so as we shared last week, the manifestation gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the week before that, the fruit of the Spirit, beloved, you want to make sure you listen in to those two particular sessions, those two particular gatherings, teachings, and messages about the Holy Spirit. I'm just excited. So this morning, with our time allowed, if you are in need of prayer, we are live for 30 minutes until the 8:30 time. You can dial in, and our number is 1-347-945-6272. That's our live number. If you have a prayer request, a prayer petition, you want us to be in a prayer of agreement with you today, maybe you have a question or a comment, we want you to dial in live until 8:30, and that's 1-347-945-6272. Just want to share that number again with you. And then offline, we will be offline at 8:30, but for another 15 minutes, for those that actually dial in, we will be able to engage you live and pray with you live. And that's what we are all about. We want to pray with you. We want to be in a prayer of agreement with you. We want to encourage you and inspire you. So dial in. For those that are listening in from around the world, you can go back after our time here on the Gathering Online Church and listen for the recorded 15 more minutes of what takes place by the move of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. I know by now you have grabbed your Bible and you have something to write with and something to write on. And so this morning, beloved, as we are looking at the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we know that Jesus told his disciples that they would be baptized in the Holy Spirit in order to be his witnesses. We see that in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and we did a teaching on that on Pentecost Sunday. And so you can go back and listen to that. But God wants to give you the power to be something. And the same is true for you, beloved, as Jesus told those disciples. You may not know yet what God is calling and preparing you for, but you must remember that whatever God's plan is for you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is equipping you for it. That's right. Whatever God's plan is for you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is equipping for you for it. It may not be for full-time ministry, but we all are called to do something wonderful for God. So I'm saying to you today, beloved, are you ready? Are you ready to receive that gift and become what God wants you to be? It's another gift. Jesus said, I leave you, but I leave you not comfortless. The gift of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And now today, beloved, another gift, another level. In the Holy Spirit. A person of the Holy Spirit. You can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 3, verse 16, we hear John the Baptist. We see here John the Baptist speaking, and he says, John answered them all by saying, I baptize you with water. But he who is mightier than I is coming, the straps of whose sandals I am not fit to unfasten. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen, amen, amen. See, beloved, many people want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they don't want the baptism of fire. And so I just want to kind of highlight out of Luke 3:16. Also, I want you to look at, and we're going to read again in Matthew 3:11. Matthew 3:11. Let me read that before we start highlighting as well. Matthew 3:11, for your hearing. And I want you to go back in your time, your personal time of prayer, and personal time of study and meditation, the Word of God, is that you would read these two particular passages of Scripture. Matthew 3:11 says, again, to you and to me, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. That's the word of God for the people of God. See, beloved, John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, as a sign that they had asked God to forgive their sins and had decided to live as he wanted them to. And so when we look at the word baptism, it was an outward sign of commitment. To be effective, it had to be accomplished and accompanied by an inward change of attitude leading to a changed life. And that changed life, beloved, the work of the Holy Spirit. So John said that Jesus, that's who he's talking about, the greater one, someone more mightier than him. He said that Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Not just the Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit with fire, the Holy Spirit and fire. As we look ahead, as we have shared out of Acts chapter 2 on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would be sent by Jesus in the form of tongues of fire. Go and read that. Go and listen to our podcast, our teaching on a Pentecost Sunday. The Holy Spirit coming upon and filling the disciples, the 120 in the upper room. Empowering his followers, empowering those disciples of Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. But, beloved, it also symbolizes the work of the Holy Spirit in bringing God's judgment on those who refuse to repent, those who refuse to turn away from sin and return to God. Everyone, will one day either down by God's Holy Spirit or by the fire of his judgment. So, beloved, here we see in the Word of God the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Fire. And so when we say, what is the baptism of fire? Let me condense it in its simplest form. It is allowing, beloved, the Holy Spirit to work in your life, to work in our lives, to bring us out of carnality, to bring us out of fleshly doing and acts and thinks and thoughts attitudes and mindsets into new levels of holiness all the time. So, beloved, and really, in other words, it is the crucifixion of flesh. It is spiritual maturity. I've shared that word, spiritual maturity. In 2016, the Lord spoke to my spirit, saying this would be a year of spiritual maturity. Now, beloved, it even has a greater depth and revelation that this would be the year of crucifixion of your flesh, of my flesh, of our flesh, and enter into greater levels of holiness. We know Apostle Paul in Galatians 2, verse 20, he describes the crucifixion of the flesh that he wrote in this passage of Scripture. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah, lives in me, and the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Amen. This is what Apostle Paul spoke to us, spoke to the Galatians, and he's speaking to you and me today through this word. As the Holy Spirit floods your life, what the Holy Spirit wants to move in, he wants to move into your life and permanent resident and permeate every area of your life, beloved. The Holy Spirit wants to live in every room of your heart. And before he can do that, you must be willing to move out. Just as John the Baptist said, I must decrease so he can increase. You must decrease. You must yield, beloved, to the Holy Spirit, moving into every crevice, every part of your life, in your heart today, beloved. And so this is what we call the process of sanctification. We shared with you earlier in this series the true authentic discipleship. Be a disciple, make a disciple. That's what this overall series is all about, as we have been sharing with you about the Holy Spirit. So this process of sanctification, which is one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the manifestation gifts of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, this is one of the ministries, beloved, of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. So the Bible speaks of it as being transformed into the image of God from glory to glory. Apostle Paul says to us in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, beloved, there is a work. There is a process to be done in the life of each one of us. And we are in the process of a progressive change and growth brought about within us by the Holy Spirit, who wants to fill us, who wants to fill you, who wants to fill me totally with his marvelous presence and power. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us, mold us, shape us, guide us, correct us. Holy Spirit. So, beloved, if you're ready, are you ready? I asked again today, are you ready to receive your gift? Receive the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Are you ready to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your life? What should you do? And I want you to know, beloved, the answer is really very simple. Oh, yes, it is, beloved. When we look in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, I'm giving you these passages of scripture. So as you listen in, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God will manifest even greater in your life. As Jesus said to us, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask, and it shall be given. That Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, and that we would bear much fruit, and our fruit would remain. So, beloved, as you go in and you listen, as I did a teaching on that, that's why I'm doing a review and connecting the word, connecting the dots, that we can ask and continue to ask. That's what Luke 11:13 is speaking to us this morning. Let me read that for you. Luke 11:13 says, if you then, evil as you are, know how to ask and know how to give good gifts, gifts that are to their advantage to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask him? Oh, beloved, what the word is speaking to you this morning, to us this morning, not are we just to ask one time, beloved, but we are to ask and continue to ask for the Holy Spirit. That's what we have just read here. And so, beloved, many times in gatherings and services and meetings, I've used this verse simply as a catalyst to people. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then ask God for it. Amen? Ask God for the Holy Spirit. Because this is what Jesus has spoke to us. If you, then evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask him? Oh, yes, beloved. What we see here as Jesus is speaking to you and to me, according to this passage, God has promised to give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask. To all those who ask. When you ask, how will he lead you to receive? You have to ask, beloved. The Holy Spirit may lead you sovereignly, as he did with me and many others, beloved. So ask God. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask to be baptized. Amen. Ask to be baptized of the Holy Spirit with fire. with fire. See, beloved, when we think about in the natural, Father's Day was just several weeks ago, where we honor and acknowledge fathers. And here Jesus said, good fathers, even though they make mistakes, treat their children well. How much better our perfect Heavenly Father treats his children. See, the most important gift he'll ever give us is the Holy Spirit. Read that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, where we see the Holy Spirit coming upon the people in the upper room on Pentecost. Beloved, this is the most important gift that he'll ever give us is the Holy Spirit, whom he promised to give to all of us, to all believers, after his death, resurrection, and return to heaven. This is what we see Jesus speaking to us and telling the disciples, teaching his disciples about prayer when we read throughout chapter 11. What Jesus says to his disciples. But he tells us that the Father will give us the Holy Spirit if we ask. A-S-K. Ask, and it shall be given. Beloved, the power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit with fire. And so, beloved, just think about God can move upon you in an unusual way and baptize you in the Holy Spirit with fire. It could be in your car. It could be in your room in your house. It could be while you're out walking. See, God may pour out his Holy Spirit upon you when someone else lays hands on you in prayer. It may be in a gathering. It may be in a service. It may be in a meeting in which someone is ministering the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or it may be at your church. It may be doing a Bible study. It may be even in the home of a friend. I've seen, beloved, many different ways that God has poured out his Spirit upon his people. That's what Jesus said. Wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be a witness for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in the utmost parts of the world. Beloved, that outpouring of the Holy Spirit that took place on Pentecost, we are in that day, we are in that time, we are in that season right now. Ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. We are in that day today, beloved. Hear what I'm saying right now, 2016, over 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, is ruling and reigning and abiding in you this day. Ask the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. Whatever the circumstances, just open your heart to the Lord in faith and allow him to give you all that he has available for you today. This wonderful gift of God called the Holy Spirit is the one who brings to you and to me every good gift. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to bring forth into our lives everything, not some things, everything we need. everything we need. The gift of God received today. The Holy Spirit receives now. The Holy Spirit with fire receives the promise of God. Receive, receive today, beloved, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. Beloved, I want us to look at Luke 24:49. As Jesus instructs his disciples what to do after he ascended to earth. What did he instruct them to do, beloved? When we look at Luke 24, yes, Luke 24, I just want to tie this in even the more as you are reading, as you are studying about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. With fire. I don't want you to leave that out, beloved. With fire. And he says in 49, verse 49, the word of the Lord says to us, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. Amen. Amen. And so here we see as Jesus appears to the disciples in Jerusalem. And verse 50 says, and he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Amen, amen. And so when we look at what transpired right there in Jerusalem with Jesus and the disciples, as he spoke to them, as he gave them instruction, beloved, in verse 4 and 5, them being assembled together with them, commanded them, this is Jesus, and they shall not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. This is what Jesus spoke to the disciples. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. So, beloved, again, Jesus is giving the disciples some final instructions as he instructed them to witness to people of all nations, all tribes, all languages about him. But they were told to wait first for the Holy Spirit. God has important work for you to do for him, but you must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, beloved, we often like to get on with the job, get on with the assignment, even if it means running ahead of God. But waiting is sometimes part of God's plan. I ask you this question. Are you waiting and listening for God's complete instructions? Or are you running ahead of God's plan? Beloved, we need God's perfect timing. That's right. We need God's perfect timing and power to be effective in what he has given us to do. Wait on the Lord. So as we heed to these instructions that were given to the disciples on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was made available to all who believe in Jesus. Beloved, I say to you today, receive the Holy Spirit. when we are when we receive Jesus Christ. See, the baptism of the Holy Spirit must be understood in light of his total work in us. In his total work in Christian believers. So, beloved, when we look at what Jesus spoke to the disciples, the Holy Spirit marks the beginning of the Christian's experience. We cannot belong to Christ without his Spirit. We cannot be united to Christ without his Spirit. We cannot be adopted as his children without his Spirit. We cannot be in the body of Christ except by baptism in the Spirit. And so, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the power of our new lives. The Holy Spirit begins a lifelong process, sanctification, the process of change as we become more like Christ. And when we receive Christ by faith, we begin an immediate personal relationship with God. The Holy Spirit works in us to help us become more like Christ. So, beloved, as the Holy Spirit unites the Christian community in Christ, the Holy Spirit can be experienced by all and works, beloved, through all. We have to remember power of God through the Holy Spirit with fire. With fire, beloved. As we witness in Acts 8:2-6. Of people receiving the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, we see several outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of people receiving the Holy Spirit. We see the results or the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2:1-6. Read it in Acts 8:14-19. Acts 9:17-19, Acts 10:44-46, and then Acts 19:1-6. We must be reminded, beloved, to ask and to continue to ask for the Holy Spirit, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. So I close with this pondering question. Who does the Father give the Holy Spirit to? Who does the Father give the Holy Spirit to? I've already answered that question, but I want you to go back, beloved, and read through those passages of scriptures that I've shared with you today for your answer, that as you seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, as you seek and ask and you continue to ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire daily, beloved, you can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's for all believers who really want to live holy lives. Lord God, that we would have your fullness today, oh God, within us. and that we truly want the power and the ability to do your will in our lives today, oh God. Lord, we ask today in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit. We ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that we be baptized in your Spirit, just as John spoke to us in the Word, oh God, that you would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Holy Ghost fire today. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that as we seek, as we ask today for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for manifestation in our lives, oh God, that we will bear much fruit today. We will bear the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, every aspect of our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word today, oh God, that it would just saturate in our hearts today by the power of the Holy Spirit. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Receive the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus spoke to the disciples. That's what John the Baptist spoke of. Beloved, that we would receive the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire this day. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Beloved, I pray that you have been blessed and encouraged and inspired by the word of God this morning here on the Gathering Online Church. We thank God for each of you who have listened in and have received this day. We thank God for this series on the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? I encourage you to go back and listen to this broadcast, to this session, to this service, to this message over and over again and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire this day in Jesus' name. We invite you, beloved, to become a part of our kingdom gathering every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite friends, invite family, for those who want to be equipped and empowered by the Word of God. We invite you. We have a Live at 5 prayer call a.m. every day, weekday, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is posted on our Facebook page. You can dial in and be a part of the move of the Holy Spirit in prayer and intercession. Join with us. Amen. Amen. And if you have been blessed by our message, we want you to become a partner with our ministry, the Kingdom Gathering Online.